Welcome to Brewing Success, where growth is the mission, change is the reward, and progress is the goal. I am your host, Andrea Gebhardt. I'm a former educator turned passionate entrepreneur whose desire to create impact has never wavered. I have spent the last decade teaching, mentoring, and coaching people on how to create success in their lives and businesses with proven strategies and systems that not only bring about change, but big results. When it comes down to it, teaching is my specialty, leadership is my jam, and inspiring you to live a bigger, fuller life is what I'm all about. This podcast will give you the knowledge and tools you need to brew success in almost any area of your life. You're going to walk away each week feeling inspired, motivated, and ready to step outside your comfort zone and into the next level of who you're meant to be. Now let's get into today's episode. I am really hoping that the title of today's episode, Trust Your Gut and Bust Your Butt, caught your attention. I coined this expression and have used it in several presentations, speeches, pep talks, coaching sessions. That last little minute of, you know, goodbyes as the kids are jumping out of the car, heading out to school for the day. And now I'm so excited to bring it into the world of podcasts to live forever. And yes, someday you will see this phrase on a t-shirt. I will say that there are two things that you can always count on. One is your intuition and the other is your level of work ethic. Your intuition will always guide you. Your work ethic will always show you where you can go or show you the same roadblocks and problems over and over. So today we're going to talk about your intuition, the role it plays, and then I'm going to give you some tips on how to tune in to what your gut is telling you. So let's talk about intuition, that inner voice that deserves way more attention and credit than we give it. We all have those voices in our heads, some a little louder than others, some we should listen to and others we should downright ignore. There is one voice, however, that is often heard in your head, felt in your heart, and echoed in your tummy. This voice comes from your innermost desires, who's met your potential, hung out with your dreams, and has been tangled up with your troubles. It's in a long-term relationship with the future version of yourself and tends to make itself known in waves, nudging you to make sure you stay on the path, make the leap, and take the action. This is your intuition, the voice of possibility. Sometimes we hear this voice clear as day and make breakthroughs. Other times it's difficult to decipher because of the constant noise that we experience in our lives. We need to get better at tuning out the noise and tuning into ourselves. So whether it's the little voice in your head or that feeling in the pit of your stomach, you need to listen to it more. Some call it instinct, some call it intuition, others refer to it as the knowing. Regardless of how you name it, you need to learn to lean into it. You know, your intuition is your one-of-a-kind internal GPS that sends out signals that only you can feel and sometimes hear. This voice is your internal system signaling you to keep going, change direction, dig deeper, take a step back, leap, and so much more. Its job is to keep you on track and in alignment with your purpose and your calling. I'm going to say that again because I know that most of you are probably driving or in the shower or cooking dinner, whatever it is right now, but I want you to jot this down. Even if that means you pause this episode and you have Siri take a note, like literally grab onto this. Your intuition's job is to keep you on track and in alignment with your purpose and your calling. So hear me when I say this to you. The more we lean into it, the more we are going to be in purpose, the more that we are going to be working towards our calling. The more we ignore it, the further from our purpose we're going to be, the further from our calling we're going to be. We've got to tune into our intuition if we're really wanting to be working in purpose and towards that calling on a regular basis. Yet, we often ignore that voice and put it on silent. It continues to vibrate, but we can't hear it over the sound of other people's opinions. We can't feel it under the weight of everyone else's expectations. We can't see it flashing because we're blinded by prioritizing everyone else's happiness over our own. We transform it when we allow those rose-colored glasses we wear to turn red flags into green lights. The good thing about instincts and intuition is that they are persistent. They keep calling, keep showing up. They will get unruly and loud and make you pay attention. And when you finally do, you'll realize that they were just trying to redirect you and get you back on track. Next time, instead of seeking validation by way of Google or your friend group, go inward and check in with your knowing. She's been trying to show you the way this whole time. She knows what you need to do. And so do you. I see this all the time. Shoot, my friends who are listening right now will probably laugh at this. I see it all the time. People Googling things like, when do you know if your relationship is over? Listen, sister, if you are Googling it, you already know that it is. You're just seeking external validation, which is super annoying, by the way, to your intuition. She's just sitting there waiting for you to come to your senses. If you're going to your friends and you say, I really want to start this new biz or this project or create this brand or this product, you already know you want to do it and need to do it. The drive is there, desire is there, the idea is there, the excitement is there. You're just seeking external validation. The funny thing is that we have learned to put more trust in Google and our circle of friends than we do ourselves. We got to change that. We must learn to listen and trust ourselves more. Our intuition is by design. Our intuition is a gift. Our intuition was pre-programmed, if you will, to help us find our way and live out our calling and purpose in life. I mean, think of all those times you've ignored it. Think of all those times you've had that feeling, you had that whisper, you had that voice in your head, and you ignored it. And you ended up further down the journey, having to start over, having to pick yourself up off the ground, finding yourself frustrated as if life betrayed you, when in reality, you betrayed yourself. Think of the times you actually listened to it. And because of that, you avoided catastrophe or experienced a better outcome than you imagined. When you leaned into it and instead of stumbling, you started to soar. You see, your intuition has always been your best resource when it comes to guiding you in the right direction. But like I said earlier, trust your gut and bust your butt. Meaning, learn to trust yourself and get to work. Have an exciting idea you've been thinking about? Want to reach out to that one contact? Are you feeling extra inspired? Noticing that you are not happy? Maybe you're trying to get unstuck? All of those signals and many more are your intuition getting involved, either pulling you away or pushing you toward and bringing awareness to the things around you. But following your intuition isn't enough. You have to take action. You have to get to work. You have to make decisions. You have to move in the right direction. You know, too many of us sit on our feelings. Too many of us are worried about making the right decision. Too many of us are worried about what others will think. Too many of us get consumed by doubt. Too many of us get overcome by fear. Too many of us cuddle up with comfort. Enough is enough. You're getting the nudge for a reason. Take action on it. The thoughts, feelings, and confirmations keep coming in waves. Opportunity keeps knocking at your door. There's a reason this is happening, and your intuition is begging you to pay attention. Listen up and lean in to those nudges. When you start to trust your gut and you start busting your butt, what you will find is you finally reaching that next level that's been waiting for you to make an appearance. So I want to talk to you about three ways that you can create a better relationship with your intuition so you can learn to listen to yourself more and rely on the opinions of others less. After all, the whole goal of today's episode is to remind you that you have everything you need inside of you to become who you were made to be. We just got to tune in to what it's saying and turn up the effort around it. So step one, get better at listening to yourself. Remember when you were in school, the teacher always told you, go with your gut. If your gut tells you the answer is A, don't change it. Always go with your first choice. The truth is, you always know. You just sometimes don't like what your gut is telling you, so you consult your bestie. That is totally me, by the way. I'm just going to be super transparent. Like, my intuition, she's bossy. She knows. She's all up in it. Okay, we've had lots of conversations. She probably, like, thinks I'm super annoying. But do you like how I feminized, by the way, intuition? It has to be a girl to be, like, that amazing. I'm just saying. Okay, so, but that's totally me. I have intuition about something, but I don't like it. I don't like that. I don't want that to be the answer. I don't want that to be the direction I need to go. I don't want that to be the thing I have to do. So I call up a bestie and I'm like, hey, okay, so blah, 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 blah. What do you think? What are your thoughts? What should I do? They're like, well, what do you think you should do? And I'm like, dang it. oftentimes, because my friends are super in tune, right? Super in tune. I think our intuitions probably hang out with each other, but like, they always pretty much tell me to do what I know I should do already. Those are the kinds of besties I need. But sometimes you're in denial about the truth of a situation. So you go to Google and you ask things like, what does it mean if he doesn't text you back? Again, we already know the answer, but we don't trust ourselves and we have to change that. One of the most important relationships you have in your life is the one you have with yourself. You have to learn to listen, trust, validate, and hold space for the most important person, you. How do we get better at this? We listen. We make time to think and we make time to listen. We carve out time to reflect and connect with ourselves. Your intuition will always speak up. And the more you validate it, the more consistent it will become. I promise you that. The more you trust it, the more decisive and confident you become. The more you hold space for it, the easier it is to create boundaries and move about life in a way that serves your truest, most authentic self, saving you buckets of time and diminishing unnecessary adversity. So listen to your intuition. When you feel something, do something, good, bad, or indifferent. But definitely don't brush it off. Step two, take note. Literally, when you get an idea or an inspiration of some kind, that is your intuition. Like, I love that. Okay, so let me just go back. Your intuition, she's going to tell you when something isn't great, something isn't good, you know, got to change lanes, whatever the case may be. But also your intuition, remember, your intuition is by design. It already knows your purpose. It already knows your calling. It already is in a relationship, like I said earlier, with the future version of yourself, right? So it already knows the things you should say yes to. It already knows the ideas that are going to spark the creativity that's going to lead to that thing, that's going to lead to that thing, that's going to put you on the trajectory to accomplish, like, whatever it is in this world that you're supposed to accomplish, the next best invention, the book, the song, the, you know, whatever it is. So you got to take note, because when you get an idea or inspiration of some kind, that's coming from your intuition. Every idea is coming from your intuition. The good ones, at least. The bad ones come from the enemy. Okay. So when this happens, I want you to put it in your notes on your phone or send yourself an email at the moment. Honor your intuition when it delivers these insightful moments. When a person comes to mind, know that there's a reason your intuition is bringing them to you. Reach out to them. Trust me, the timing is also so interesting and always leads to something great and or meaningful. Pay attention to the things you see and notice. Take note of the reoccurring thoughts and themes of thoughts throughout your day. Connect the dots and decipher what your intuition is trying to deliver. The more you lean in here, the more will come to you. Like, more will come to you. When your intuition brings you inspiration and ideas, and you take note and you pay attention and you do something with that, when you take action on what your intuition delivers, you're going to just get more of it. And that is a great thing. Your intuition always has your future in mind. So don't let these giftings slip away. Step three, connect. Make time to silence the world and connect with yourself. You can do this by going on a walk, by meditating, by jumping in the shower to get some thinking space. Recent research has actually shown if you want to know, if you're interested, recent research has actually shown that journaling is the most effective way to think, reflect, you know, create time and space to connect with oneself in a meaningful, transformative way. All of this will allow you to connect with you on a deeper level. You'll be surprised at how deepening this connection with yourself increases your ability to lean into it. So now you have some ideas on how to strengthen your relationship with your intuition. Shoot, just talking about it all here with you, just you taking all of this in is going to create a heightened sense of awareness. Your intuition probably led you to this exact episode for this exact reason, because it's just waiting there patiently, tapping its little foot on the ground, eager to guide you, yearning to unleash you, chomping at the bit to deliver all the things that are in store for you. We just got to get you to like pay attention and put in the effort. I am so excited to see how trusting your gut and busting your butt pays off in the coming months. Thank you for joining us here on the Brewing Success Podcast, where growth is the mission, change is the reward, and progress is the goal. I hope today's episode has got your intuition doing a little happy dance. If you love this one, let us know. If you found it helpful, share it with a friend. And if you are ready for more, join me on the next episode of Brewing Success.